In all the court ne was there wife nor maid, nor widow that contraried what he said, but said that he was worthy have his life. And with that word up started the old wife, which that the knight saw sitting on the green. "Mercy," quod she, "my sovereign lady queen, ere that your court depart, as do me right. I taught this answer unto the knight, for which he plighted me his truth there. The first thing I would of him require, he would it do, if it lay in his might. Before the court, then, pray I thee, sir knight," quod she, "that thou me take unto thy wife. For well thou wast that I have kept thy life. If I say false, say nay upon thy fay." This knight answered, "Alas, and well away, I wot right well that such was my behest. For God's love has choose a new request. Take all my goods, and let my body go." "Nay, then," quod she, "I shrew us both too, for though that I be foul and old and poor, I nood for all the metal nor the ore that under earth is grave or lies above. But if thy wife I were, and eke thy love..." "My love," quod he, "nay, my damnation. Alas, that any of my nation should ever so foul disparaged be." But all for naught. The end is this, that he constrained was. He needs must her wed, and taketh this old wife, and goes to bed. Now, would some men say, peraventure, that for my negligence I do no cure to tellen you the joy and all the array that at the feast was that ilke day? To which thing shortly answerin I shall. I say there was no joy nor feast at all. There nas but heaviness and muchel sorrow. For privily he wedded her a morrow, and all day after hid him as an owl. So woe was him, his wife looked so foul. Great was the woe the knight had in his thought, when he was with his wife a bed he brought. He walloweth, and he turneth to and fro. This old wife lay smiling evermore, and said, "O dear husband, ben sit he, fares every knight thus with his wife as ye? Is this the law of King Arthur's house? Is every knight of his thus dangerous? I am your own love, and eke your wife. I am she which that saved hath your life. And certes yet did I you never unright. Why fare you thus with me this first night? You fare in like a man had lost his wit. What is my guilt? For God's love tell me it, and it shall be amended, if I may." "Amended?" quod this knight. "Alas, nay, nay, it will not be amended nevermore. Thou art so loathly, and so old also, and thereto common of so low a kind, that little wonder is though I wallow and wind. So would to God that mine heart would burst.